Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Taylor. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Fowler. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Art Fowler. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Speak. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Fanning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Elston. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Elston. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is hit by the pitch. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston fires to first and has Robinson trapped. There's the throw to Banks, who tags Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. Speak moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Speak scores. Morin moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Fowler, and towards McMillan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Bell moves to second. It's 5-1, Cubs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Art Fowler. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Gross now pitching. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Speak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Burgess for a passed ball. Tanner moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow takes first base on ball 4. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 0 for 1 in the game. Fanning hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is 0 for 1 in the game. Elston hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fanning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak, who is chasing the ball. Gross reaches third base with a triple. McMillan scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Speak bunts towards the mound. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Gross covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Crow is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Taylor moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Taylor moves to third. Bell moves to second. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hook is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Bell scores. It's Reds, 5, Cubs, 5. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 5. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-3 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Crow hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls pinch hits for Jim Fanning. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle pinch hits for Don Elston. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle bunts towards the mound. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Walls moves to second. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor throws the ball into Crow, who tags Adams trying to return to first, for the out. Walls scores. Two outs. It's Reds, 6, Cubs, 6. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple misplays the ball. That's an error on Temple. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 6. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Charlie Silvera now catching. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Taylor strikes out. 1 out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hoke hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Long hits a line drive towards the mound. Gross reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Banks steals second. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 6. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McMillan is called out on strikes. 1 out. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Charlie Silvera. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Adams is hit by the pitch. Bolger moves to second. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Speak strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tanner hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 6. The Reds will come to bat. Cal Neiman now catching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 4 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Crow strikes out. Two outs. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long juggles the ball. That's an error on Long. Robinson moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Gross covering, for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 4 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 6. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brosnan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gross strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 5 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan misplays the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Temple moves to second. Bobby Henrik pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11. With the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bailey now catching. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan is 0 for 1 in the game. Brosnan hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 6. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Crow strikes out. One out. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Gramm is now playing shortstop. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speak for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Tanner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Cincinnati Reds, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.